Coming up this weekend, it is a concert with the Bach Chorale Singers at St. John's Episcopal Church Sunday afternoon at 4:30. There's a pre-concert talk, there's a reception, and here to tell us a little bit more about it is their artistic director, Michelle Lauer. Good to have you.
Thank you. Nice to be here, John.
This is a lovely program, and I want to say I love the overall idea of this season, and you take a Bernstein quote. Tell us a little bit about how that came about and what this concert means with that.
Well, the Bach Chorale Singers is very interested in doing a variety of repertoire, but particularly this season, we wanted to really connect with our community and connect with the world in a different way. And so there's a wonderful Bernstein quote, which you'll find on the website, which talks about how in the face of great suffering, in the face of violence, the best response that we can make is music. And music, and particularly the music that the Bach Chorale is doing this season, is music that speaks to the human heart, that speaks to the soul and refreshes the spirit and takes us maybe outside of their current circumstances. It identifies with those circumstances, but then also helps us rise above them.
So Bach is someone who was doing his job by writing some new music for things. And there are about, 600 of these wonderful cantatas that he wrote. And you guys have chosen two this weekend to do.
Yes.
Which ones are you doing and why?
We are doing two of Bach's earlier cantatas. The first one is cantata number 12. Weinen, klagen, sorgen, zagen. So weeping, sorrowing, lamenting. So we're taking this from darkness to light approach. So this first cantata talks a little bit about some of the sorrows and suffering of life and how that, in essence, kind of wrestles with the good in life. And of course, at the end of the story, all is well. And then the second cantata is actually a cantata that he wrote for Easter. It's cantata number 4, Christlagen Todesbanden. And that's a wonderful cantata, which is entirely based on a chorale tune, based on a hymn tune, or in more modern parlance, it's theme and variations.
So these are ones that are pretty recognizable and, as you say, fairly uplifting.
Yes, absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about the performers, how large a group, and do you have some guests this weekend?
Sure, we do. Well, we, of course, have the core of the Bach Chorale Singers. We'll form the chorus of the group, and we are numbering about 45 for this particular concert. Two of the soloists, or actually two and a half, if you will, are coming out of the group. The wonderful Karen Goff and Sally Gecki are our soprano and alto soloists. They are well known in the community and wonderful singers, particularly of this repertoire. One of our new basses, he's new to town here at Purdue. He'll be singing one of the solos. And then we're bringing in two outside soloists, Joseph Purifoy, who is our tenor soloist, and Reuben Walker, who's a bass soloist. He's coming from the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. In addition, we have top-notch Baroque string players who are going to be accompanying this cantata and a beautiful oboist. So it's a very intimate concert. It's in the beautiful venue of St. John's Episcopal Church, beautiful time of day where we actually transition from darkness into light internally anyway.
Well, it's a concert coming up Sunday afternoon at 4:30. We'll tell you a little bit about a pre-concert talk and a post-concert reception. It's at St. John's Episcopal Church. But I'm speaking with conductor Michelle Lauer, and I was curious, it's just sort of basic. And I imagine leading an ensemble, I know you've had some newer music this season, and I know you have some Bernstein, some sort of classic things. Is this something that's really nice and core for the ensemble to be performing and practicing?
Yes, absolutely. It's at the heart of what we do. Folks may remember that the Bach Chorale Singers was formed by a group of individuals who gathered on Sunday evenings and sang Bach chorales in their living room. And so the group has grown through that time. We're now in our 52nd season. And so we try to maintain the core of who we are, our core identity, which is Bach, and then expand with some of Bach's later relatives. So in this case, at the end of the season, Bernstein.
Well, we're looking forward to the concert. Folks should show up early, and you are actually going to do a pre-concert talk. What all will that be? A little bit more about the music?
Sure. We are doing a brief informance, which is at 4:00, just prior to the concert. It will be in the concert hall space at St. John's. And it's an opportunity to really understand a little bit more about the music and get some hooks, if you will, some things to listen for and to learn just a little bit about how Bach put these pieces together. He was quite the masterful architect in the way that he put things together and in the way that the instruments play or the themes that they pick up or that the soloists pick up. It really highlights the music. And so just giving some insights into how the music is constructed so that folks will not only understand it a little bit better, but also enjoy some of the subtleties and Bach's creative inspiration.
It's almost fun when you prepare these sort of things to be able to share them. I sometimes liken it to, you might not have to know anything about eating a new pasta dish, but the more you've been involved with cooking, you might say, oh, well, you know, I think they're using a little bit of oregano here. I think that maybe they added some Chianti to this. I kind of sort of taste that. So it's one of those things that you might get a little more flavor, even though you don't necessarily know all the intricate details of the cantata.
Right, absolutely. And I always find that people have better understanding and they hear more than they think they do. They may not have the words to articulate it, but just listening to the music, I think, will give anybody, whether you know anything about music or not, you're going to pick up on some of these things just using your ears. And it's going to be a delightful afternoon.
Well, the Informance starts at 4 o'clock on Sunday. The concert's at 4:30, and then stick around. You could probably meet some of the performers at the reception, I imagine.
Yes, we have a free reception. It's a great opportunity for us to meet our audience, for audience members to ask questions, and also meet all of the soloists, all of the instrumentalists. We're just looking forward to having a wonderful time sharing in music and delicious food prepared by the Bach Chorale Singers.
Oh, excellent. Well, Michelle, it's nice to meet you. Thanks for coming in. And we'll look forward to From Sorrow to Joy at St. John's this weekend.
Great. Thank you, John.